I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. 54-year-old Chinese activist Liu Xiaobo was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in absentia today. Liu remains in prison. At a ceremony in Oslo, Norway, Liu was represented by an empty chair. China called the ceremony in Oslo a political farce. Well, we wondered whether any news of the event was available in China, so we asked The World's Beijing correspondent Mary Kay Magstead what it was like to be there today.
Well, it's ostensibly like any other day. You switch around through the Chinese news channels, the Chinese channels in general, and there was certainly no mention of the Nobel ceremony today. You couldn't see it on those channels. And for those Chinese who do get CNN or BBC, and it's certainly a minority, those stations were blocked today when they were streaming the Nobel ceremony live. What is interesting is that the official state-run media did start putting out a message about the Nobel Prize, saying this is an attempt by Western governments, Western powers, to ram their values down China's throat. And it's hegemony, it's imperialism, and it's showing incredible disrespect for our rule of law and our judicial system because Liu Xiaobo is a convicted criminal.
So on the one hand, they were kind of pretending it wasn't happening at all today. On the other hand, they were saying this is an effort at tremendous pressure on the part of imperial powers.
Well, they weren't pretending it wasn't happening, but they didn't want to make a big deal of letting people see the ceremony. It was a very poignant ceremony, having an empty chair with the award being put on the empty chair where Liu Xiaobo couldn't be because he's in prison in China, where there were a large number of people who had shown up to show respect for Liu Xiaobo and all he stood for in China, where the actress Liv Ullmann read a long passage that had been written and spoken by Liu Xiaobo just before he was convicted and given an 11-year prison sentence for having co-authored Charter 08, which is basically calling for the Chinese government to allow the civil liberties that are guaranteed by the Chinese constitution and also to allow multi-party democracy in China. The Chinese government didn't want the Chinese public to see any of that. What it did want them to see or hear, if it was going to hear anything about the Nobel Peace Prize, was to hear from the Chinese government that this prize was being used as a political tool by Western powers, and subtext probably mostly the United States, to embarrass China, to make China look bad, and to denigrate China's legal system.
Mary Kay, you live in Beijing. I wonder if you were able to see or hear any of that.
Well, what I did with a group of friends was to watch the ceremony streamed through a VPN, a virtual private network, online from the Nobel Committee's website.
And that wasn't blocked. So,
well, again, we were going through a VPN, and several million Chinese have access to a VPN. So basically, it's a way of circumventing whatever blockages there are online, because you basically look like you're on a different website entirely, and then from that website, you can go anywhere you want to go. I think it's important to note that, in part because the Chinese government has been successful in blocking this news, a large number of people, even middle class, otherwise switched on people, just don't know about this, don't have the context to put it in, don't know who Liu Xiaobo is, and don't even really know that the first Nobel Prize of any kind has been awarded to a Chinese citizen.
And would you say the majority of Chinese get their news from the Chinese official news outlets, and therefore they heard only what the Chinese government wanted them to hear about this?
Absolutely. I would say the average Chinese internet user, for instance, and that would be the younger middle class, upper middle class Chinese, would be getting their news from sites like Sohu.com or Sina.com, which are news aggregators, and they get their news from places like Xinhua, People's Daily, etc. And they're also told by the Chinese censors what they can and can't put on their websites.
And when you were trolling the internet yourself, were there certain terms, for instance, certain names that you could not get because they were blocked by the Chinese government?
Well, every day there are thousands of websites you can't go to, thousands of different sorts of terms that will end up giving you a screen saying your connection has been unexpectedly dropped. And it's hard to say, you know, whether today there were extra names or extra phrases that hadn't been there yesterday or last week or last month, because they change all the time. What was new over the last couple of days is that both CNN and the BBC were blocked in terms of their actual broadcast to be able to see them on television. And also their websites were blocked. I was able to go to both Google News and Yahoo News in English and get to stories about Liu Xiaobo and about the Nobel ceremony without going through a VPN. So there are holes in the censorship, even of this story.
Thank you very much. From Beijing, China, The World's Mary Kay Magstead, thanks very much for the update.
Thank you, Lisa.